This is a group processing session by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 22nd of March, 1954. The title is Group Processing, Universes. This group processing session is 62 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Arrow Productions.
And this is March 22, 1954. March 22, 1954, an hour's processing. I want you to put out in front of you now the terrific importance of existence. Put it out there and fry it. Now get another one just like it. And another one just like that. And another one. The terrific importance of existence. Put it out there a lot of times. A lot of times, no. A lot more times, terrific importance. More times. Many more times. Put it out there some more times. The importance of existence. Okay, now let's find some places where you were not. Okay, now put up a couple of points and get your distance from those points. Locate yourself by two points. You put them up and then say, that's where I am. Now put them closer to you and get your distance from them. And say, that's where I am. Now put them quite a ways away from you. Two points. And locate yourself by these and say, that's where I am. Now put them in another direction. And say, that's where I am. Okay. Now let's put some boulders out in front of you, one after the other, each one of them saying, stick together. Some big rocks, each one of them saying, stick together, one after the other. Each one of them saying, stick together. Okay, throw those away. And let's put some pieces of gold out in front of you. Each one of those advising you, stick together. Okay, throw those away. Do what you please with them. Now put out some jewels, some precious stones, and one after the other, have them advise you, stick together. Okay, now let's put out, do what you please with those. Let's put out some spaces, one after the other, and each one of these spaces advising you, stick together. A lot more of these spaces advising you to stick together. Okay, let's throw that aside. And now let's see the meshed universe is enormously bigger than your universe. Meshed universe enormously large. Now see, your universe is microscopic inside this big, huge universe. If the universe got smaller when you tried to make it larger, that's all right. Okay. Now let's see, your universe is enormously large, larger than the physical universe. And now let's see the physical universe as enormously larger than your universe. And your universe much larger than the physical universe. And the physical universe much larger than your universe. Okay, now let's see your universe as microscopically small inside the physical universe. And the physical universe microscopically small inside of your universe. And your universe microscopically small inside the physical universe. Okay. Now let's find the physical universe enormously large around you. Now find your universe enormously large around you. And the physical universe enormously large around you. And now find somebody else's universe enormously large around you. In this last universe, find the physical universe microscopically small. And now let's find this other universe microscopically small inside your universe. Now find all these universes microscopically small in a universe which you just now make. Okay, find the physical universe very large around you. Find your universe very large around you. And find somebody else's universe very large around you. Okay, do what you please with these universes. Now let's be on the roof of the building. Now let's be something that can't be on the roof of the building. And now let's be on the roof of the building. And again, let's be something that can't be on the roof of the building. Now let's unbe that and be on the roof of the building. Now let's be something that can't be on the roof of the building. Now let's be something that can be on the roof of the building and be on it. Now let's be where you please and be something that can't be on the roof of the building. Now let's be something that can be on the roof of the building and be on the roof of the building. Now let's be where you please and be something that can't be on the roof of the building. Now let's unbe that and be something that can be on the roof of the building and be on the roof of the building. Now let's be where you please and be something that can't be on the roof of the building. That cannot be. Now let's unbe that and be something that can be on the roof of the building and be on the roof of the building. All right, let's unbe that and be something that can't be on the roof of the building. Let's unbe that and be something that can be on the roof of the building and be on the roof of the building. Now let's just be on the roof of the building. And look around, find your own universe. Okay, now let's be where you please and be something that can't be on the roof of the building. Now let's unbe that and be on the roof of the building. Okay, now let's unbe that and be something that can't be on the roof of the building. Let's unbe that and be on the roof of the building. Now let's be elsewhere and be something that can't be. Now unbe that and be on the roof of the building. Now let's be elsewhere and be something that can't be on the roof of the building. Now let's unbe that and be on the roof of the building and find your own universe around you. Now find the physical universe around you. Now find your own universe around you. Now find the physical universe around you. Now be where you please and find your body's universe around you. Now find your own universe around you. Your body's universe around you. The physical universe around you. Your own universe around you. Somebody else's universe around you. Okay. Now let's be on the roof of the building. Look around and find the physical universe. Now let's look around and find your universe. Now look around and find the physical universe. Now your universe. Now find somebody else's universe and see that around you. Okay, now be the physical universe. And find your universe microscopically small inside you. Now be your universe and find the physical universe microscopically small. Now be the physical universe and find your universe microscopically small. Now be your universe and see it as big as you please. Okay, now be the physical universe and find your universe microscopically small. Now be somebody else's universe and find your universe and the physical universe microscopically small. Now be somebody else's universe and be surrounded by your universe. Now be your universe and find a great many microscopically small universes inside you. Okay, now let's find a couple of points in your universe and hang on to them and don't think. A couple of points in your universe, hold on to them and don't think. Okay, now let's look around in your universe and find some places where you're not. Okay. Okay. Now let's get some sort of an image in front of you, a mock-up in front of you, of the kind of body which is acceptable to you. Vary it around until you discover what kind of a body is acceptable to you. Now make some more of that kind of body. Push them into your body. I don't know how bad you have to make this body to make it acceptable, but just make a lot of them. Make it so it's very acceptable. Push it into your body. Make an awful lot of them. Push them into your body. Might have to change it around, make it even more acceptable. How sick does it have to be? How well does it have to be really acceptable? Okay, now let's find what kind of an environment, what sort of surroundings are acceptable to you. Jail, hospital, beautiful home, palace. What's the most acceptable surroundings you can find there? Now let's make a lot of them and push them in on you. Let's make lots of them now and push them in. Make a lot more of them. Pull them in. Make them heavier, more massive, and pull them in. Make lots more of them. Pull them in. Okay. Now let's see what kind of an earth is acceptable to you. What sort of a planet's acceptable to you? Beautifully green, or all decayed, or half destroyed, or burned up, or what kind of an earth is acceptable to you? Now pull a lot of those in. Now, what sort of a personal universe is acceptable to you? What sort of your own universe, what condition would your own universe be in that it would be acceptable to you? All messed up, exactly paralleling the physical universe? Beautiful condition? Well, now make up a lot of them and pull them in on you. One after the other. Doesn't come in easily, change it around till it does. Pulling a whole lot of them. Now, what sort of a physical universe is very acceptable to you? One that's very treacherous, or one that's very beautiful, or one that's very weak? What sort of a physical universe is acceptable to you? We'll make a lot of them and pull them in on you. Make a lot more of those and pull them in. Pull them in from all sides. A lot more of them. Okay, now take one of them and throw it away. Throw away some more of them. You might have to change it around to make it easy for you to throw it away, but throw away some more of them. Okay, now get a picture, three-dimensional mock-up of your universe and put it to the left of you, and a three-dimensional mock-up of the physical universe and put it to the right of you and hold them there. Replace them every time they seem to do something strange. Okay, throw them away and find a couple of points in your universe and hold on to them and don't think. Okay, let go. Find some places in your universe where you are not. Okay. Now get an idea that you have just captured an elephant. All right, now remember having captured the elephant. Now get the idea that right this instant you're engaged in battling a storm at sea. Okay, now let's remember a storm at sea. The same storm. Let's remember having battled this storm at sea. Now get the idea that you are engaged in walking in the rain. All right, now this very incident that you were engaged on, let's remember it now as 15 years ago. Now let's get the idea that you're just this minute receiving $1 million in cash. Now let's get this incident as a memory of something which happened 150 years ago. Now let's get the idea of undergoing at this moment an operation called a skullectomy. Physician cutting off your head. Yet this is occurring right this moment. Now let's remember this is an incident which occurred, the one which just occurred, 250 years ago. Now let's get the idea of being engaged upon cutting a planet up. Cutting it in segments as though it were a very large orange. Now let's recall it as having been done 500 years ago. Now let's get the idea of being a space ranger, a spaceman, being shot to death right this minute. Now let's get this on recall now as something that happened 100,000 years ago. This very incident. All right, now let's get the idea. Right this moment, you're engaged upon being a sultan. being a salt. And now recall this as having happened 200 years ago. Now let's get the idea of being a general who is engaged in slaughtering a million troops, killing them all to the last troop. Now let's get this as having occurred 150,000 years ago. Now let's get the idea of you being engaged this moment, successfully engaged, upon blowing up the entire physical universe. Now get this as having happened yesterday. Now let's get the idea of your own universe at this moment being blown to pieces. Now throw your memory into action as though it happened last night. And now, as though it happened 50 years ago. And now, as though it happened a billion years ago. And now, as though it happened a trillion years ago. And now, as though it happened 76 trillion years ago. Now let's get the idea right now of being engaged upon the construction of an entirely new universe. Now let's get this as though you were engaged upon it actually at 6 o'clock this morning. Okay, now let's find some places in your own universe where you are not. Let's check over the physical universe for some places where you are not. Let's check over your own universe for some places where you are not. And now let's find some places where you can be. Some more places where you can be. Now let's find some places in your past where you can be. Some places in your past where you can be. Some more places in your past where you can be. Some more places in your past where you can be. And some more places in your past where you can be. And some places in the present where you can be. Now just say arbitrarily that you can be in several places. Now let's find some places where you're not. Now get 2 points in your own universe and place yourself in relationship to those 2 points. Okay, find the floor beneath your feet. End of session.